Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. And we're fortunate to have Deuce McCallum, Oakland Heart Jewelers, talking text line. Deuce, thanks so much for joining us tonight. I'll throw it to you like I did Lance. You were here before Sean. And so you got to see the early Sean and the evolution of him as a head coach, and then seeing him also as the broadcaster. And Zach brought it up, so did Lance, was that, you know, his greatest trait was his ability to adjust to the player of today. And I think that takes a lot to do, because some people are rigid. They're not going to change for anything. And yet Sean's success has a lot to do with he had certain things he wanted, but he was able to adjust to the players of today.
Well, I think Deuce would agree with
that. No, Bobby.
Hey, Deuce was a hard ass when you were first playing.
One question, Bobby. Okay. One question.
Okay.
What's your question?
No, the question is, was Sean a hard ass when you first, the coaching transition? I mean, come on.
Yeah, I want to fight him.
Okay, yeah. Exactly.
But yeah, he changed throughout the years.
I wanted to fight him. I wanted to fight Coach Payton. I mean, and it was, one, he wouldn't give me the ball, but he was wearing us out. I mean, he was wearing us out.
And, amen.
And that was one thing that he alluded to, was, you know, just how tough and how he had to change the mentality,
yes,
of the team and the franchise and the organization. And for us, we had to be tougher. And so it was different.
Yes.
And you have to remember, for me, I was coming off of ACL surgery, but I had success before Sean Payton. I had,
right,
been to the Pro Bowl. I had been an all-pro player, you know, and so I'm like, look, I don't know if I need to be doing all of this. And he got me to buy in, though. He got me to buy in, and from a respect level, it just changed a lot. And as we got to know each other better, as we got to know each other, obviously, even off of the field, you know, the relationship,
right,
continued to grow. And, you know, the one thing that I could say about it, just from being around him and knowing him and listening to him, I think he's at peace. I think he's at,
right,
peace with the decision. It was not an easy decision. It was not an easy decision. And I think that I don't even know if he's 100%. I know he doesn't know what's next, but I think that.
Well, he's not retired, dude.
Recharged.
He ain't retired. Yeah, I'd say more recharge. He wants to recharge the battery.
He needs to recharge.
Yeah, exactly. He's not retired. He's like, and you know, Deuce, the Who Dat Nation, we appreciate this. And then Sean Payton, all of a sudden, the Eagles in the dome. And we had the rugby type play, and you were a big part of that. I mean, that had to be special, considering what Sean Payton's trying to establish with the team going forward.
Well, Bobby, there's so many moments and memories. I'll never forget the phone call that I got from, it started with Fred McAfee first, him letting me know that Mickey and Sean wanted to talk to me. It was a Friday morning. I mean, it was, well, no, it was basically you had to be there Friday morning, but
okay,
to bring me back, you know, just to have that conversation with me, and that was a Thursday. Look, we need you here. We want you here. We want you to be a part of it. You know, and that's
right,
always going to be special. That's always going to be special. Me having a conversation, the tough conversation with Sean, of hey, look, you know, I'm moving on, basically, you know, giving, I'm cutting you. Maybe not saying the words cut
right.
you, but having that conversation and inviting me to be a part of that staff. But, you know, my pride at that time wouldn't allow me to do that.
Right,
know,
right.
Pride at that
Man,
time
you're like, screw them. Like, what? I'm already broke.
I want to play. You know, I'm not to the point where I want to retire and say I'm done. I want to play. And so him growing with us as far as players being able to say, hey, look, I'm going to come out and be a part of X, or you guys, you're going where? All right. I'm going to come out and I want to be a part of it. Or him saying, all right, I know the vets are back here doing something they have no business doing. I'm going to come back here for a few minutes and be a part of it. I mean, to have him to be able to grow like that, and one of the conversations that you're talking about that Zach mentioned, just having that conversation with him about
right.
how he had to change as far as how he talked to guys, and not necessarily – in a manner where they didn't understand, but to adapt to what helped them, you know, what they understood as he had been in the league 10 years, 11 years.
So how
years,
do you, you know.
And now he yeah. has to connect with them.
Yeah, you know, Deuce, how do you communicate? Because I look at your career. Listen, I mean, I admire what you did, because when you consider the confrontation, what you face, okay, Ricky Williams. Okay, what the hell, Ricky Williams, and then you get Reggie Bush. I mean, I'm freaking I'm freaking Deuce McAllister, but then you got Ricky Williams and Reggie Bush, and how you bought in. Listen, I think the Houdat Nation will respect you eternally from that perspective going forward, because, listen, it's all about competition. But where are you at? I mean, we always want to get better. But that's high-profile guys in Ricky Williams and Reggie Bush, and you were able to handle that.
Hey, it's competition. I mean, and it's competing. When it wasn't my job, I said I'm going to go take the job. And when it was my job, I said I'm not going to make it easy for, you know, you to be able to take it. But I want to help you as well, because – like I said, I had individual success. It got me nowhere. So being a team player, if that's what it takes, then I'm willing to do it, you know, just to be able to say I want to make the playoffs.
Now, you know, Deuce, how important this was, because this shows you how you're a team player and the Houdat Nation would always embrace you for life, and that you bring in the wood. That all of a sudden you're going in front of the team, Super Bowl season, to be able to be a part of that, even though you're not a significant part as far as being a guy that's going to get the 25, 30 carries, whatever, but you're still part of the team and how the Saints made you feel. I mean, just reflect on that, because I don't think we've ever talked about this, because you were bringing the wood, and I think the players and the fan base respected that.
Yeah, Reggie wasn't supposed to bring the bat out on the field.
Okay,
that was something that was supposed to stay inside. Reggie brings the bat out on the field, and I told the guys, look, man, my job is not to allow you to screw it up. My job is to make right. sure that you don't screw it up. And yeah, me and Sean, we had the conversation about being able to, if we make it to the Super Bowl. I wanted the opportunity to dress. I wanted the opportunity
right.
to play. But that would have taken us being completely healthy.
Right.
And we could not – it was basically the first game we had to let Rodney Leslie – I think it was Rodney Leslie that got hurt. And so now they needed a body. They needed an extra guy. And obviously my spot, you know, the guy that wasn't dressed and had just been there a couple of days, became the guy that – We've got to put you on IR, but we still want you to be a part of it. I mean, but just to even get that phone call to be a part of it, that was pretty special. But,
amen.
Yeah, we had the outside conversation, like, look, you know, if y'all make it, I want to dress. I might not get one carry, or you only give me one carry, but I'll be in a good enough shape where I could help and contribute. And
amen.
We, you know, that was something that, hey, look, you know, we'll see what happens, but you know, we've got to be perfect health and a lot of other stuff, because if I need that roster spot, I'm coming to get that roster spot.
And, well,
of course happened in the first, after the first game.
And you know, Deuce, before we go to the break, right quick, I know a lot of pressure. You never want to be the man to replace the man. It'd be a lot of pressure, the next Saints head coach. I mean, come on.
If it's Dennis Allen, if it's Aaron Glenn, whoever, they got a lot of pressure on them.
Because come on.
We got plenty of time to speculate on that. We'll enjoy this moment today.
All right,
Deuce. Thanks so much. Gonna have a lot eventful off season, I do suspect, and it's already cranked up that way. But we appreciate your time
Deuce,
tonight.
Deuce,
all right, no problem, fellas.
Thank you, Deuce. We appreciate it. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.